This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have some breaking news. The Talladega Nights star, Will Ferrell, one of my favorite comedians, has been taken to the hospital after his SUV flipped when he got sideswiped on one of the California freeways. So I'm not sure about his current status. He did appear to be better than you would think because he was able to be on his cell phone as he was taken in an ambulance, but he had to be taken to the hospital. Apparently, he was one of three passengers in a chauffeur-driven SUV, and it flipped after it got sideswiped by another car. This was this happened by a Toyota on the northbound 5 freeway in Mission Viejo, California, at about 11 o'clock last night. Will Ferrell's about 50 years old. He was hospitalized with the other two men and one woman. So then he's one of four passengers. Oh, maybe because of the other driver. And he was described by witnesses as seriously injured and bleeding profusely. The driver of the second vehicle was uninjured. Okay, so I apologize, but this article doesn't have the math correctly. Sorry. Now, we're just being told now, we got some breaking news that he has been released from the hospital, is doing well. And apparently footage obtained by TMZ shows him talking on his cell phone as he was stretched into the ambulance. Cops have since told TMZ that no drugs or alcohol played a role in the accident. No one has been arrested. And I'm looking at this, and boy, that I can't tell what kind of an SUV is, but it looks pretty tough. I mean, we talk about cars a lot and the safety of cars. Remember how Volvo used to have some of the highest safety ratings, but now we're seeing a lot with Toyota. And I believe Cadillac has some good safety ratings. And currently, I drive a Lexus. Lexus has some good safety ratings, but it's not a truck, it's not an SUV. I wish it were. I don't like driving a mommy mobile. I got a used Lexus at a used car lot, and it was great because it only had about 10,000 miles. And it was nice in terms of, you know, it had automatic seats. You know how you usually, like in my truck or Jeep, I would have to reach below the seat to pull the seat up. This was my first car where you push a button and the seat moves. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, are you kidding me? But I don't know. I don't know if I really like buttons in a car. I kind of miss driving, you know, a stick, driving a standard. I kind of miss all the automated stuff because, to me, driving is a sport. And so just kind of sitting there and hitting a button, like turning on the ignition. In my current car, you push a button. No, you got to go, you got to turn it. You got to, that's, I don't know. So I do have some issues with that, but I'm not complaining. A used Lexus is one of the nicest cars I've ever had, so I'm happy about that. It's just I would, I don't know. I just, I would really, really like to. Like Talladega Nights, one of my favorite movies, and Will Ferrell was it. I mean, I just love race car driving and. So anyway, apparently he was dressed as Ron Burgundy that night. So is there supposed to be another Anchorman movie coming out? Have you guys ever seen the Anchorman movies that Will Ferrell did? Okay, when I first saw Anchorman, I thought it was okay, but I didn't think it was one of his best movies. It takes place in the 70s where Will Ferrell is a TV anchor, and he did a great job acting, you know, like Ron Burgundy, this narcissistic, you know, TV anchor who everybody likes, and then he falls in love with the girl from, you know, the Married with Children show. And anyway, yeah, Christina Applegate, that's it. So anyway, so it was a very, very cute movie, and I, at first I didn't like it, but then the more I got into the media, the more I really appreciated it. And now the Anchorman movies are like some of my favorite, right? How Now, Brown Cow. I've been asked what I do to prepare for my show before I go on. Do I go, How Now, Brown Cow? Or do go, do I do that with my voice? Maybe I should. You know, maybe I should do voice exercises. But honestly, you want to know what I do to get ready for my show? Is I drink some caffeine, and I pee, and I eat. I am stuffing my face before I go on air. And then I got the energy, and I'm full. I got a nice full tummy, and that's what I do. I don't do any exercises. I don't Kegel. I don't do any stretches. That's just not me. All right, so at least he's out of the hospital. Hopefully the other people did okay as well. But sad stuff. So what are we going to talk about today? We got a lot to talk about. Wow. Okay, apparently some of you guys think you're drinking moderately. We're being told that now our risk threshold for how much you drink is way too loose because only one drink a day could already shorten your life expectancy. So for those people who think that if they're having a few drinks a week, they're good, and that's supposed to be for their medical health, we're being told nope. We're also watching very closely what happens with California. Apparently, a venture capitalist billionaire has revealed that he has received enough signatures to get on the California November ballot the opportunity to vote on splitting California into three states. Some of us in other parts of the country think it's a brilliant idea. I don't know what California thinks, but could California be divided into three states? My guess is no, but it's definitely an interesting feat. We're going to talk about how there's a death rattle. There's a study coming out that says before you die, you will hear a crackly noise. Have you guys heard about this? That is some scary stuff. We'll talk about that. It's called the death rattle. Then, we have a state official who compared Medicaid complaints. People complain about Medicaid to gripes about lost luggage. And he's taken a whole lot of heat. He's the director of the Iowa Department of Human Services. But if Medicaid does suck, is he right? So as you can see, we got a very busy day at the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to hear your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, I love talking football, so we got some football news as well. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
As I walk along, all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this happens, I think, almost every election. Somebody in California wants the state split. You have a lot of conservatives there that don't seem to get their vote heard because of the electoral process, where if the majority of Californians are voting Democrat, then the state is blue. However, the Electoral College does seem to help, right, protect our democracy, because if it was just majority rules, then states like Iowa, Wyoming, Oklahoma wouldn't get much of a vote, because it would be all about what California, New York wants. So I am for the Electoral College still staying, but you have a lot of people in California that are really frustrated with a lot of things going on. Sanctuary cities, etc. Well, I can't speak for this billionaire venture capitalist, but Tim Draper, he's 59 years old. He made his fortune investing in Skype and Hotmail. I know, the rich get richer. I tell you, you know how wonderful it would be if I had money to invest in Snapchat or Instagram or whatever? I don't. I knew Snapchat would be big. I knew Facebook was going to be big. I didn't have any money. But anyway, in October, he started Cal3. It's an initiative that calls for partitioning California into three states. One called California, one called Northern California, and one called Southern California. Now, he was the one that back in 2013 suggested that California be divided into six states. And obviously that didn't go anywhere. But he has amassed more than 600,000 signatures so that his plan could be put before voters in November. And I guess the minimum threshold of signatures needed to be put on a ballot is, I believe, 365,880 registered voters, or 5% of the total votes cast for governor in the last election, I guess, in 2014. So he launched this Cal initiative in October, and he's got enough. He's got enough signatures. Calls for America's most populous state. California is the most populous state. It's not the largest in terms of square area. I believe that's Alaska. But in terms of population, it is. They say the central state of California would be L.A. County, Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Monterey, and San Benito. The southern California state would be Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, Imperial, Kern, Kings, Fresno, Tulare, Inyo, Madera, and Mono. And then the northern state would include the other 40 counties. Now, Draper told CBS Los Angeles, this is an unprecedented show of support on behalf of every corner of California to create three state governments that emphasize representation, responsiveness, reliability, and regional identity. Now, let's say if voters vote for this, is it a done deal? No, Congress has to approve. Draper believes that the citizens of the whole state would be better served by three smaller state governments while preserving the historic boundaries of the various counties, cities, and towns. Now, they say Cal 3 is not to be confused as a pro-secession movement. Okay? Remember, they were talking about they wanted to secede and be their own country. That's a lot more paperwork. They say Cal 3 would seek to have all three California states remain in the union. Well, they still need government funding. I didn't understand why California even suggested seceding and trying to be their own country, because they need a lot of, you know, government assistance. Most states do. So Draper says his vision for partitioning California would be parallel to other states that have been partitioned, the Dakotas, the Carolinas, and the Virginias. In 2013, he wanted six Californias. He didn't get enough signatures. Now, earlier this year, you had a Robert Preston and a Tom Reed put forward their proposal for splitting California into two because the state was ungovernable because of high taxes. So, you know, this new California would be encompassing rural areas. And I guess Preston and Reed wanted a free and independent state with full power to establish and maintain law and order, promote general prosperity. Now, I don't know why that didn't take hold. Maybe it's because everybody and their mother has been kind of suggesting it. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, I mean, I live in Nevada. And so whenever changes happen in a state, people sometimes like to move out of the state. So that helps, you know, my neck of the woods in terms of real estate. But I do wonder how California is going to sustain. And you guys may know more about California than I do. I was born there, and then I went to medical school there for my last year of medical school. And I've seen the changes, and I love it. It's still one of my favorite states. You know, when I go there, it's home. And even though I haven't lived there in years, and I lived the majority of my life in Arizona, Nevada, still, going to California feels like home to me. You know, I love the freeways. I love the smell of the ocean. I love the people. I do. Do I think they are going to be sinking their own ship? I do. Okay. I think this idea of the sanctuary cities, which isn't just in California, that's not unique to California, is something that's kind of concerning. Okay, we're supposed to have law and order. If there are laws that are supposed to protect our citizenship status and our legal status, and we blow those off, I think that is a breakdown in our legal system, and it's a breakdown in our law and order. I believe we are, when we buck controlling our borders, and when we buck having a cohesive, consistent immigration plan, and let one state allow to be where you could have a leak in terms of immigration, that's a problem. I think California does need to get their act together. You can open your doors and open your gates and be as open as you want to be, which is wonderful, you know, and very very altruistic. But California is an expensive state. They got a lot of highways. They got a lot of, you know, smog issues. They got a lot of environmental issues. They have a lot of people to support. And California just keeps hiking up the taxes and making people who can pay, pay. And many of those people don't want to pay anymore. And we're taking a beautiful state and we're starting to make it more of a political stereotype as opposed to the beautiful state that it is. I think a lot of great things have come from California. The Back to the Future movies came out of California. I love that. But now when people think of California, you know, people go, oh, man, the state is crazy. No, it's not. It is not a crazy state. It's a beautiful state. There's people there with good minds. There are some real, real good laws and you know, but my issue with California from a personal standpoint, it is the only state that cannot create a state blood donation day. And to me, that drives me crazy. The governors in any other state, you could ask the governor to declare a state blood donation day. Or a month, a state blood donation month, or a state blood donation week. There was no way Jerry Brown could make a proclamation. It's the only state where, now, the California government did try to help, did try to find a state agency, but they said there's no state agency that deals with blood donation, so there was no one to sponsor it. And so I was like, you know, you guys are one of the biggest states, you're one of the most populous, you have a huge blood shortage, this is a great campaign, but you are too big such that you can't make certain things happen. Yet the states that have more rural cities or whatever, it was like overnight, they got stuff done. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And, you know, for 59, this guy looks really, really great. And maybe people will vote for that. But I hear people are frustrated when their vote can't be heard. And, you know, they want to, you know, see California, you know, support Trump or support a conservative or support certain measures on immigration, et cetera, and they can't. That's got to be frustrating. So do I predict that California will later break up? I do. I think California will. I don't think it's going to happen now. But I think eventually people are going to be very, very tired of being taxed to the, you know, to the hill. And if they could live in a state where they don't have to support 60-70% of the other constituents, and it seems to be more even and fluid, then I don't see why people wouldn't vote for that. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe.
Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was driving to work today, and I was listening to Star 107.9 in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. And I guess, Brooke and Duval, this was so funny. Apparently, they have a loser number that they could text you and you could give to somebody who is asking you for your number. So let's say you're at a club, you're out, you know, you're kind of hanging out, you're at a party, and somebody is really pestering you for your number. You could give this particular, this is if you don't want to be with the person, you could give this radio line number. And then I was listening to some of the messages that people left. And you're listening to the, you know, man, I don't understand why you're not calling me back. I could have been, you know, giving you the time of your life. I could have been Mr. Right, Mr. Wonderful for you. And now, beep, 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 and they just start ripping. And you know, you're like, oh my gosh, well, thank God that person didn't, you know, thank God that person didn't hook up with them. Then you heard another one where somebody was just really, really, you know, kind of meek sounding, and you're like, well, gosh, why would she not want to hang with him? You know, he doesn't sound that needy, but he sounds humble. And then all of a sudden he starts bringing up his tongue and you're like, oh my gosh. But anyway, I think it's brilliant and also a really nice safety measure that Brooke and Jamal are doing on Star 107.9, where they give this loser number. Apparently you could text them and get this number. So I want to find out more about this because I think it is absolutely brilliant. You know, I'm married, so I don't get asked for my number anymore. I haven't gotten asked for my number for, I guess, maybe a few years now. And I've been married 21 years. But apparently, you know, people went through a phase of, oh, yeah, well, maybe, you know, she'll give me your number. And I'm like, no, still happily married. Yeah, if you guys have been married for, what, 10, 15? Doesn't matter. Still happily married. Sorry. So I just found that fascinating. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But that is brilliant. Just brilliant. Okay, this is interesting. It's true. May freak you out a little bit. But people approaching death will clue you in by making a sound. And some of them will produce a crackly noise. And a doctor, Dr. Daniel Morrell from the University of Alabama, Birmingham, says that when you hear this, they have about 23 hours left to live. Now, why? Well, it's because as part of the dying process, you have trouble swallowing, coughing. You know how you need to kind of clear some of your respiratory secretions, right, in your respiratory tract? And so infectious disease specialist finds that they emit a gurgling noise with every breath. And it almost sounds as if they're choking. Now, for the loved ones that listen to this, they get really, really nervous. Like, oh my gosh, we need to suction them out, or, you know, whatever. Dr. Merle stresses that the death rattle is not painful. It's just simply part of the dying process. I know this is kind of sad, but it's something that Medical News reported that this kind of is accompanied by changes in the breathing patterns. It could be quiet to loud. And they just start to be noisier breathers, but you hear this rattle. Now, what could you do? Well, you could turn the patient on their side. You could raise their head, helping them, you know, drain a little bit better. You could also moisten the mouth with these damp swabs, things like that. But when a person is about to leave, meet their maker, or leave this world and go to the next, sometimes they'll start looking confused. Sometimes they'll yawn a lot, trying to bring in more oxygen. Maybe they'll start having incontinence. Maybe they'll start to smell a little different. They may start to bruise. Maybe they'll be a little agitated. They may go in and out of consciousness, or their skin will change. And there's a look. You know, I was at one of the hospitals yesterday giving a talk to some of the residents and medical students. And I kind of miss a hospital. Hospital medicine is really, really tough. It's something that I think was too tough for me, because you have really seriously ill patients, and there's a lot going on, and I didn't like the idea of going home and dealing with my family and going to bed and shutting my phone off when I had people that I was still taking care of at night. You know, when you have a practice, like an outpatient practice, an outpatient clinic, you know, even though, yes, my phone would still ring and I still worried about patients, etc., I could still feel like I could go home because none of them were super, super sick. If anybody was, I could send them to the hospital. But being in the hospital, even though, yes, you can, you know, check out to another provider, medical provider that can oversee them or watch them, etc., I don't know. I just feel like I can't, you know, get comfortable and, you know, be relaxed about not, you know, being there with them. I just get that way. I'm sorry. So I never chose to take care of patients at the hospital. But I tell you, when I was there, I missed it. You know, I missed because to me, I think that's some of the most difficult medicine. And you know, internists, family doctors, and pediatricians make the least amount of money in all medical specialties. They're the least paid. They're the worst paid of all the specialists. Yet, I think their job is the hardest. Now, mind you, I know there's surgeons that listen and oncologists. Those are hard jobs. Trust me. Those are very hard jobs. All aspects of medicine is difficult. But I think being on the front line like that, you know, and knowing that, you know, people can crump or you can miss something that's just coming right under your nose, that's kind of, you know, to me, that's, I think, some of the hardest medicine out there. So, some people ask if dying is scary. And Daily Mail has actually a little piece on this. And Kurt Gray, the study author of research that was released in 2017, says dying is less sad and terrifying and actually happier than you think. Apparently, researchers analyzed the final words of terminally ill patients and prisoners on death row to find their thoughts are actually more positive than you might expect. They say people often mention family or religion right as they're about to pass away. That may ease the anxiety. And the researchers claim their findings should help us rethink about how we treat those with incurable illnesses. Mr. Gray from the University of North Carolina said, in our imagination, dying is lonely and meaningless, but the final blog posts of terminally ill patients, I'm surprised they're still blogging. I have a blog. Sorry, guys, but I'm probably not going to be I may do a selfie, but I'm not going to be posting. Blogging. Well, that's a lot of work. Doing my blogs are a lot of work. Anyway, but they found that many of them have love, social connection, meaning, etc. So what I think happens is there's a defense mechanism. It's very, very interesting. There was a time in my life where I was going through a lot of stress. And my folks moved a lot. And I couldn't stand moving. I went to 12 schools. Well, I had gone to 11 schools at the time. And here I was. I have class offices. I have a boyfriend. Really coming to my own. Was going to get a scholarship during my senior year to go to one of the state schools in Arizona. I'm really, really excited about all that. And then my family decides to move my senior year of high school. So here I am, 12th school. And I'm like, I'm done. I am done. And by done, meaning I'm just not going to care anymore. I'm not going to care about school. I'm not even going to help with the move. I'm not going to whatever. And I was really, really distraught because, you know, I was trying to build something. It's hard to build. You know, kids like to build. They like to make roots. You know, you're a 16 and a half, 17-year-old. You know, you want to know where you're going to be your next month. And I got tired of moving all the time. But what was very interesting is on moving day, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to move. I don't know how I'm going to do this because I don't want to move. And I got to sit there and do another move, my 12th move, and I hated moving in the boxes. I couldn't stand it. You know, couldn't stand my parents. Well, that day, a calm came over me, a numbness. And I was able to help. I was able to go through the move. I didn't cry one tear. And I look at, you know, maybe God kind of stepped in to go, oh, you got this. I'll give you some strength today. And maybe that's what's happening in this particular case where, you know, right before people die. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it seems like every day, politician or somebody who works for the government says something, someone in the media, celebrity, somebody, says something, it gets everybody's all panties all up in a bunch. And this week it was Director of Iowa's Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Jerry Foxhoven, who angered constituents and lawmakers by comparing Medicaid patients' complaints to airline passengers' gripes about losing their luggage. He apparently made a comment while criticizing an April 2nd report from Iowa's ombudsman. Is that how you pronounce it? Ombudsman? According to the Des Moines Register. I don't think I've ever met an ombudsman. Are they sexy? The report released Monday claimed that disabled Iowans were systematically being denied medical services. During an interview with Iowa Public Radio, Foxhoven claimed that the report made broad generalizations and he defended the state's privatized Medicaid system. He said his Department of Human Services takes all complaints seriously, insisting that the number of people denied care pales in comparison to those who are treated. He said, remember, all you hear is complaints. You don't hear all the good stories. And the example I like to use is, I doubt the airlines get very many people calling saying, hey, I just want to let you know my flight came on time and my luggage was there. I mean, people never talk about the good stuff. I agree. I mean, do I ever sit here and talk about how wonderful I thought Medicaid was for my patients? No. I only talk about the bad stuff. Medicaid was kind of a pain in the butt. Especially for the providers. But, yeah, Medicaid can help a lot of people. People that need it. But nobody wants to hear the good. Everybody wants to hear the bad. And nobody wants to, you know, hear a radio show going, oh, yeah. Yeah, the weather's good. The economy's good. No! People want to get their blood boiling. They want to kind of get some fire up their butt. He added that 225 complaints recorded by the Ombudsman Office for 2017 represents only 0.0003% of the Medicaid program's participants, but his comments were still not received. Representative Dave Heaton from Mount Pleasant said, I don't care if it's 0.0003 or 10%, it's about the people, it's about the individual cases. And then a Democratic representative, so both Democrats and Republicans, kind of going after him, saying, I would guess the family of the disabled child who has to go without a walker for 6 months would not look highly upon being equated to luggage. Okay, now, this is what I want to talk about, all right? By the way, Iowa's Medicaid system provides services to a fifth of the state's population. 3.1 million. A fifth of the state's population is on Medicaid. One-fifth. That's a lot. So they're bringing up a disabled child who needs a walker. That's exactly what Medicaid is for. You bring up a blind person. You bring up somebody who's an amputee or a paraplegic. This is who Medicaid is for. You bring up somebody who has, for some unknown reason, gotten the worst luck in the world where they cannot find employment. And they have multiple children to take care of, and they cannot make enough money to support all of them and provide health insurance. That's what Medicaid is for. And Iowa has a fifth of their whole state, 20%, requiring Medicaid? Do they have that many disabled people? Do they have that many people that aren't making income, that can't work? We really need to relook at the Medicaid system. I don't know whether it's luggage comments. What we need to be spending time on is not if somebody equates luggage or airlines to Medicaid. What we need to discuss is why do we have so many people requiring Medicaid? And if we do have states where a huge proportion, a fifth, need to be, I guess, you know, fall within that safety net for healthcare, do we just need to have a Medicaid system in place? And I hate the idea of a public option. I hate the idea of socialized medicine because there's not enough money for that. But if we really have, and I'm not saying a majority, but if we really have a good percentage of people, then maybe we need to revamp what we're doing to enable that to be a little bit more robust, enable it to be a little bit more self-sufficient, i.e., if you can work and hold a job, then maybe your Medicaid is not 100% free. Maybe you still have to pay $5 or $10 copays. Why not have some skin in the game? That's if you are able-bodied. If you are able-bodied and can work, then you work. We give you a job. We help you find a job. You could get Medicaid a part of that. Medicaid could be a part of that job. You will get Medicaid if you work. Now, I'm not talking about the people that need walkers or those who are blind or those who are disabled or those with severe mental illness. But does Iowa really have 20% of their population with severe mental illness or disabled? I don't think so. So when people say, well, somebody has extreme poverty, then let's help get them a job. Well, what if they don't go to work? What do? Do you fire them and then, you know, do they lose their insurance? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we do for that. Again, I don't have to. I'm not a politician. If I ever run for office, yes, I'll have some plan. But I just feel like more and more people are needing government help, government services, and we're supposed to be one of the richest countries out there. We're supposed to be, right, having jobs and having all this new infrastructure and, you know, we should be able to figure this out. We should be able to provide work for those who want work and have some sort of a tie-in with government benefits to an employment or to maybe even a payback. You know, we talked about how one of my producers had suggested years ago, why not unemployment insurance after 6 months, you have to start paying back. So rather than just collecting unemployment after 6 months, if you have to start, if it has to later get subtracted from checks, maybe you're going to be more willing to get a job within 6 months. Now, I'm not saying everybody on Medicaid can work. No, you got a lot of people that are disabled. You got a lot of people that have disability issues, multiple mouths to feed in their family. But anybody that can work or hold a job needs to. Now, I don't know if that's a very American, I guess, decree or suggestion. Okay, I mean, I don't want to sound communist at all, but I, you know, where, you know, everybody has to work and they have to work for the government. But I think we have a lot of people out there that could work, that are not disabled, that are on welfare and requiring Medicaid for their health care. And I think we could change it up a little bit. Maybe Medicaid doesn't necessarily have to be Medicaid. Maybe we could have clinics. And these clinics, $5 copay, $20 at the most, for $20 you'll get your whole physical. It's a reduced, inexpensive medical care system. But some money is going in. But when it's just all free, especially for those who aren't disabled, that's a problem. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.